People like the Fantastic Four and Spider-Man are individuals, who are known and who have public personas that they relate to the people with. Some average people dislike them, but more in terms of people disliking a celebrity, or that people think they aren't genuine, or that they endanger people with their heroics. But they hold press conferences, they get keys to the city, they visit children's hospitals. Reed Richard turns himself into a balloon animal and slips the docs a serum that will cure every kid in the wing. Mutants, on the other hand. There is a sense among some less optimistic commentators that mutants are the funeral toll for the age of humanity. Mankind is going to fade out and be replaced by a new species that looks like normal humans but aren't like us. Not even a little. Not only that, but they are unknown. Anyone can be a mutant. How would you feel if your next-door neighbor might be able to see through your wall, or read your mind, or even turn invisible and sneak into your house without you noticing? How would you feel when Magneto gets on TV after effortlessly killing the president's entire Secret Service detachment and saying, "You're next"? That soon mankind will be replaced with mutants, and that you should just surrender already. That this struggle against the inevitable is laughable, that you should give up already, that we are the future and not you. How would you feel that most of the mutant hero groups are strangely silent on this? Or always seem to just show up a little too late to stop normal folk from getting mauled and murdered by people that genetically aren't even people? You know what Spider-Man does, and where he lives. On the other hand, most mutants aren't out there fighting crimes. They don't have public personas. They are living invisible lives and could be living next door to you, and who knows what capabilities they could have when they could unleash them. And when you or someone you love could be crippled for life and some kid who just hit puberty can't stop flipping over cars with his mind every time he gets upset. 1,000 little stories a day of people with new and incomprehensible powers, most of them negative. Everyone you know is afraid. You saw a news report the other day when they interviewed a senator who talked about mutants who can control your thoughts and stop your heart from the other side of the planet. How foreign countries are weaponizing these things with abilities you can't even understand. You saw an interview with a woman who lost her legs during the attack on the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. You still remember the live feed, dropping your champagne as that guy who looked like some kind of knight dressed up in chrome ranting on something about how this was just the first of many and how the Mutant Liberation Front would never stop. You had never seen so much blood outside of a horror movie before. You didn't know how much blood actually looked like, just food coloring and syrup, until you saw gallons of it dripping off mirrored gauntlets on live TV. You bought a gun last week. On your way out of the store, you saw an ad for composite bullets made of a proprietary blend of state-of-the-art plastomech. A scowling cartoon Magneto hung above the display. You didn't think it was funny. You bought two boxes. Legally, you can't buy more for a month. You saw an infomercial about a helmet that looks like a pasta strainer. They said it was FDA approved and rated to stop class 1 to 3 telepaths. You wondered how you would know if you were being controlled like that senator on TV said you could be. How did you know if he wasn't being controlled? Maybe he was being controlled and the mutant just wanted to scare people. Or maybe it was just a warning. Maybe he did have some protection. I mean, the government is in on this, aren't they? They have to have some secret plan to keep the mutants in check and protect normal people, right? You order one of the pasta helmets. You've had trouble sleeping since New Year's. Or was it after the Brotherhood did in 20 minutes what thousands of human terrorists couldn't accomplish in 60 years, when they lifted those nuclear warheads off that train like they were toys? Or maybe it was when that school in Iowa was leveled by a boy who could destroy buildings just by talking too loud, and didn't like being told what to do that day in class. The photos of children shattered like china dolls stayed on that TV for a solid week. You take another sleeping pill. You wonder what your helmet is going to get here. You idly click the safety on and off as your Colt on your pistol, cold and lethal, hidden under your pillow. You hear a faint click muffled through the soft cotton as it slides in and out of the firing position. You're glad your state passed that damn law that liquidated waiting periods if you presented a genetic test that showed you were still a person. You feel better. But you know, this is another night where you're going to be checking the locks and outside lights every half an hour instead of sleeping like you'd like to be. You haven't slept well since you were young. Since before there were gods fighting in the street about nothing else than how quickly to replace you. Click. Click. Click.